Well, welcome to After Hours. This will be the first full After Hours for some time. I don't think I'm back on the air because of football for about a month. So please pay great attention to this. My first guest is an old friend and a frequent guest on the show, Father John Cusick. How are you, John?
I'm good. Mr. Kogan, how are you?
I'm, you know, surviving. That's the way I like to think about it. The world has gone insane to my mind, John.
Yes, it has.
Yeah,
it's a very scary world.
Yeah, and I know you feel that more profoundly, I think, than most people because of your heightened sense of good and evil. You started almost 40 years ago now something at the Union League Club of Chicago called the First Friday Club. It was inspired by a trip you made to Cleveland to make a speech. Is that true? There was a First Friday Club, maybe it still is, in Cleveland?
Right. That, I think, was one of the original First Friday Clubs anywhere in the country. They invited me over, and I did my thing, and I came back, and I said, "We can do this in Chicago."
Yeah, and it's been a joy, and maybe a bit of frustration for you, I think, because I'm going to talk later in this half hour about a guest you've been trying to get on who is not on. But the purpose of it is to introduce not just Union League Club members, but anybody who wants to go. To right. Movers and shakers in the Chicago area. Is that basically the philosophy, John?
It is. We invite, you know, key people who ask them, how do you make connections between what you do all day in your work world with your own values? And we try to get people to come and talk about some of the issues that are very, very current. In our world,
the first guest was Joseph Cardinal Bernardin, was it?
Yeah, way back in June of 1986.
Wow,
how about that?
Wow, and you still, even though you have stopped the, I'm not going to call it the daily grind, but the daily business of working as a priest at Old St. Pat's, you are still doing this, and this runs generally from October through May every year.
Right.
Why do you keep doing it, John?
Because I think that obviously there must be a need for it, or else the thing would have collapsed a long time ago.
Good point.
But I just don't think there's a place in the city, particularly downtown, where you find so many people condensed in one place, where you can have this kind of a, it's not a business lunch, but it's a lunch for business people. And anybody else who wants to come and be a part of it. And it seems to work.
And it is open to non-Union League Club members. I mean,
just rent the Union League Club. We were at the Palmer House for a number of years, and they changed their philosophy about outside groups, and so we had to find a home, so we went to the Union League.
I think it's been it's been a fine home. I've been to a number of First Friday events, and what has always, and I don't know if it surprised me, John, but it's an example of the need, I think, for this thing, because there are 400 people sitting there listening to some interesting person talk about their life, about their work, about the world in general.
Right. Well, let's take, for example, Rick, First Friday of October. This was our beginning of our 38th, I think it's our 38th year.
Wow.
Now, we had Father Michael Flieger from St. Sabina, who, you know, he's a social activist.
Yes, and, firebrand.
Right. And so here in downtown Chicago, on the First Friday of October, we had 351 people for lunch.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
I mean, but there's nobody downtown on Friday.
Not anymore, certainly. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I got up to the microphone at the beginning, and I said, this is probably the largest gathering of people in Chicago anywhere today.
Yeah.
We had 350 people.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing.
Now, I'm sure that Mike talked mostly, maybe not, I wasn't there, but mostly about the violence that permeates the city. There are a few people in this town more passionate about that than he is. Agreed?
Exactly. And, you know, and he's got street cred, as they say in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, that he's been at Sabinas, you know, for damn near 50 years.
Wow.
He adopted three sons, and one of them was shot and killed in the head on 79th Street.
Yeah, right,
you know,
near the church.
So, Blager's, you know, I mean, obviously he's got a lot of enemies, but the other day he had 351 friends. You know, everybody was there.
When you are making up the list of the coming year, is there anything specific you look for, John, or do you I assume you're trying to get people who have something topical to say and speak to the times in which we live?
Well, and I think speak not only to the times in which we live, but speak to the experiences of living in Chicago and the environment.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, you know, Rick, you're going to be there in November, November 3rd,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be with Barbara Gaines. Now, why did we find Barbara? Because I think the arts are a very important part of life.
Yeah. No, no question.
And, I mean, here's a woman who founded, you know, the Shakespeare thing, Shakespeare Theater. And so, you know, do we draw 300 people for the arts? Of course not. But we'll draw a couple hundred.
Yeah.
And I think the arts, we need to support the arts.
Well, and I think Barbara will, depending on what kind of incisive questions I want to give to her or share with her, I think the arts is at a very crucial stage in this city.
Exactly.
Theater companies are folding. Art galleries are closing. People are not going out the way they once did because it's so much easier to watch some streaming thing. Not that there's anything wrong with television, but I think one of the things that is a hallmark of First Friday is that people gather together. You've seen that.
Exactly.
You see that at church. But it does end sometimes, you know, bars at a Bears game. But that human connection is, I think, in some danger of being frayed.
I do, too. And yet, somehow, we survived those non-human connection days of COVID.
Yep.
And we are back at the Union League, and we're thriving. And I think you're right. There's a hunger to be together with other people.
Well, stay on the phone for me for a couple minutes, John, and we'll continue this conversation after we pay the bills, as they say. It's great to hear your voice, pal. Anyway, it's great
to hear your voice.
And golf season's over, so you got time to talk to me. I'm glad of that. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back. For nearly 40 years, my friend John Cusick, who many of you know as the priest at Old St. Pat's Church for many, many decades, has been orchestrating what I consider one of the most entertaining and enlightening events in Chicago. They take place on the first Friday of every month from October through May. I am honored to be on stage on November 3rd, the first Friday of November, with Barbara Gaines, who's recently retired as the head of the Chicago Shakespeare, the founder of Chicago Shakespeare Theater. She founded it on a back porch of the Red Lion Pub, and you all know where it is now at Navy Pier. It's an incredible success. And she's going to talk about the state of the arts, all the arts, in Chicago. John, you have had, tell me some of your memories about, I know you thought I was really good when I did it by myself, but over these nearly 40 years, you have seen some, gathered some remarkable people to be on that stage. What memories?
Well, we really have. Rick, in the last couple of years in particular, because of such difficult times.
Yep.
We did it with Zoom or whatever they call that live stream stuff today,
yeah.
You know?
I'm not a fan, but yes, I know you got to do it, though, yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't want to do nothing.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But we had some magnificent presentations. We had Dr. Ngozi Ezike from the Illinois Department of Health. She was fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a powerful. And she stepped away from being a doctor so that she could be a human being.
Yeah,
And talk about, you know, what drives her on in the the joys and sadnesses of dealing with that human situation called COVID, you know, and that was absolutely amazing. One of the ones that was very, very hard to get, but we were able to do it, was Melody Hobson.
Sure. The wife of George Lucas.
Yeah, I mean, she's a Chicago kid.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Obviously, she's on top of the financial pile these days. But the commitment she's made to try to make poor kids in the city of Chicago financially literate and to educate, you know, through the job, the money that she and George Lucas have in helping to support a charter school. Those are powerful things that I'm just so proud that these are the people who we can get to stand before them in one way or another and share their vision for life. That's very important to me.
Well, and the other nice thing about this, and ladies and gentlemen, you can go to a wonderful website called, I'm not going to spell any of it for you if you can't, firstfridayclubchicago.org. To get all sorts of information to sign up for this November 3rd thing. There are memberships available for the First Friday Club, aren't they? I don't think I even knew that,
yeah,
idiot.
There are. And that, Rick, members, you know, it's not like a private club or
a
country club. The thing that membership does is it keeps us going. You know, we don't have a source of funds outside of people who say, I believe in this thing. And if I go, I can take a membership out. It's not going to break me.
Right.
And we're able to keep going for another year.
And neither is the lunch. I mean, this is a luncheon service, and it's at the Union League Club, which has amazing, wonderful food. You are the club chaplain. You are the club chaplain, but you have a whatever that means. You know me, John. I'm illiterate when it comes to religious things, but you also have a great board of directors. I mean, that's another thing of all these people who I have met who help orchestrate and put this on.
Yeah, and that takes, and we are so blessed to have a woman named Judy Murphy who really is the heart and soul and all the labor to make the First Friday Club go. She her husband's on the board and she is the talent that makes us look far better than we are. She's really amazing. So,
I don't know if all priests are self-effacing. You certainly are a self-effacing priest. You have tried over the years. Have you ever been disappointed in your inability to get someone you really wanted to appear?
You know, probably have. I'm trying to think. You know, who it might have been. You said you had somebody in mind that I probably talked to you about at one time.
Yes, the current mayor of the city of Chicago. Any progress on getting...
Right now he's playing hard to get, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would be great for him.
Oh, no question. No question.
That when we started a new season, that he would... Because he'd be talking to people he hasn't talked to. I guarantee that.
No question.
But the problem there was he probably didn't even know we asked. We could not get past the palace guard.
Wow.
And that was really sad for me because we've got such a great group of people who have spoken in the last 38 years. That you look at that list and somebody's going to say, hey, I want to be on that list.
Oh, there's no question. How many mayors? Did Daley speak? Rich?
Yes, absolutely.
Rahm?
And Rahm spoke. You know, there's...
What about Lori?
Give me that again.
What about Lori?
Oh, Lori spoke. Lori was the last in... We had her in March of 2020... about 10 days before the world shut down.
Wow.
Our last in person, Lori, she was, and she was gracious, and we were thrilled to be able to get her with no problem.
Yep.
But We can't get the current guy.
I will try to keep working my wiles to get him, but I will be I'll be thrilled to be there. Again, the website, you register and you sign up, and it's not very expensive, and you get a meal, and you get to see and listen to Barbara Gaines, who is, you know her a bit, John. I mean, we did a little Zoom thing with her before this, when we solidified the plan. She's remarkable, and she has a real sense of what the arts mean to this city. You will, of course.
And then in December, we got one of your colleagues, Howard Reich.
Oh, my God. Former colleague, but I love Howard.
Yeah, I know, but you know, you guys are all—you'll always be together.
Yes,
you know what I mean. And you're,
of course.
But he's got a book out, you know, about intimate conversations with Elie Wiesel.
I know
about hope in this age in which we live.
Oh,
and
boy.
You talk about a prophetic thing right now. In
oh Lord, no kidding.
You know,
no kidding.
And so that'll be the first Friday of December. You know that it. And that's, we call that our seasonal speaker, because you've got some key Jewish Christian holidays in December, obviously.
Yeah.
And you want to get somebody who can speak to the deeper values that we are exposed to every December. And,
well, you, my friend.
How are we going to do it?
You, my friend, when the show is back at full strength in a month or so, we'll be back on to do. We've had some amazing conversations during the holidays. John Cusack, I admire and adore you. And ladies and gentlemen, go to First Friday Club. Chicago.org, and you'll get all the information. I hope to see all of you there on November 3rd. John, I can't wait to see you.
And I look forward to it, if not sooner, but I think it's going to be December 3rd.
All right, pal. Okay. Thanks. Take care. Put the golf clubs
everybody.
Away.
Thanks for listening, and let's go here.
You bet.
All right.
Okay, sweetie. See ya. Bye.